A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him,
"Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today."
So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter,
He is going to be the guest of the sinner.
But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord,
"Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay it back four times the amount."
Jesus said to him,
"Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
Now, we're going to have a little look at that Bible story. And if you have sight of a Bible in front of you or underneath your chair, we're in Luke chapter 19. It's page 1053. And let me pray for us. God, our Father, teach us today why Jesus came to earth for us. And help us to see the good news that he brings. Amen. Now I wonder, have you ever met anyone who is famous? Put your hands up if you've met someone who is famous. Go on, Polly, go and see her. It's Katie there.
I met the worst witch.
The worst witch. Cool. Anyone else? Hands up.
Cynthia,
yeah.
I met the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Ooh.
Great. Ooh. Any other hands that I can see? We've got...
Albert.
One of the Websters, yeah. Great.
Well, my dad did see Bishop Sarah and also... What's his name?
Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did I hear Britney Spears?
You did.
Britney Spears. Wow. Wow. Oh, we got one more. Look, Tom's really keen.
Unlike Ollie, I have met the actual Steve Batchel.
Whoa.
Okay. Hands down. I know what he's going to say. This week, it's the Commonwealth Games. And there's going to be some great running. I just love watching running. But earlier this year, I also went to Birmingham to see some running and jumping with my family. And at the end, we stayed with a crowd of people trying to get a look at the world record holder in the pole vault called Mondo Duplantis. That's what he's going to say. And what was really exciting was we didn't just get a glimpse of him, but one of our children managed to get right up to him and meet him and get a photo with him. How cool is that? Well, in our Bible story today, Jesus, who is very famous, also has crowds gathered around him. And there's this man, Zacchaeus, who's trying to see him. And he, to his surprise, he didn't just get a glimpse of Jesus from the top of the tree, but he actually met him. And Jesus changed Zacchaeus' life forever. Let's just try and remember some of the things in that story. What have we learned about this man called Zacchaeus? Put your hands up, and Polly is somewhere. There she is. Put your hands up. What have we learned about Zacchaeus? Anyone want to help us out? We've got a hand here.
Pardon? Oh, say that again.
Tax
collector. Brilliant. Thank you,
a
Peter.
Tax collector. Great. Any other hands? Put one here.
He's really short.
Good job. Yeah. Any other hands I can see? Great, we've got one over there.
Sylvia. Do you remember anything about Zacchaeus?
We got another one.
Yeah. He was at the tree.
Good job. He went up a tree. Well done.
Up a tree, didn't he? Anyone else got anything else to say about him? Yeah, we've got one there. We've got George there.
Oh, George.
Jesus went to his house.
Jesus went to his
house.
Brilliant.
Went to his house. Yeah. And we also heard. Oh, we got one more. Go on then. Go on then. Be great. One final one.
A cheat.
A cheat.
Yeah.
Very
thank
good.
You. He was a cheat, wasn't he? And because of that, he had got really rich. Now Jesus, where's Jesus? Jesus was passing through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. Here he is. Here is Jesus. And he was going to go up to Jerusalem and die on the cross for our sins. And Zacchaeus was so desperate to see him that, as we heard, he ran ahead and climbed up the tree. There we go. But to Zacchaeus' surprise, as Jesus was walking along, he stopped at the tree. And he said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Now imagine the Queen on a Jubilee tour is walking along your road and you are in your bedroom window to have a good look as she walks past. But then she stops in front of your home and shouts out, "Hello!" And she says your name and she says, "Open the door, I must come to tea with you today." Wouldn't that be amazing? Well, that's exactly what Jesus did to Zacchaeus. He even knew his name. Isn't it amazing that he chose to stay with that cheat? And we're going to see in a little while why Jesus did that. But let's look how Zacchaeus responded to this. Brilliant. Off you go to your house. Now, while that was happening, how did the crowds react? Now, I guess if the Queen came to your house and came in, other people around might be a little bit jealous, but I reckon they'd also be really excited and pleased for you. But in the story, the crowds were not happy about Jesus, were they, going to see Zacchaeus? And does anybody remember why they grumbled? Hands up. Why did they grumble? What was the problem? Go for it, Katie.
She said they didn't like the fact that he was hanging out with a cheat. Perfect answer.
Yeah, he was a cheat. He was a traitor. He helped the Romans. They didn't like him. And they also thought that God didn't like people like him. But Jesus went with him. Where's he gone? And they're in their house. And they're having... You're supposed to be in the house. I was wondering where they've gone for a minute. There they are. In the house, having something to eat, having a big conversation, and then suddenly up gets Zacchaeus and starts giving away money to the poor.
"I'm so sorry. Cheated you. Take my money. Here you go. I'm so sorry. You look poor. Thank you." Oh.
And this time
I'm
the
so
money.
"I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Richie."
Wonderful.
"I'm so sorry."
I'd just like to say that is actually our Monopoly money. So please, can we have it back at the end? But listen to what Jesus says to everyone. It's in verse 9 of the reading if you want to look at it. He says this: "Today, salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham." Now, Zacchaeus, like the rest of us, has said, "Shove off, God. I'm in charge. No to your rules." That's what he was like. But after meeting Jesus, he is changed. And he wants to stop cheating and stealing. And Jesus says this is proof that he's been saved. He's been forgiven. He's a son of Abraham. That means he's also one of God's family. But why did Jesus come to Zacchaeus? That's the million-dollar question. That's the one we want to know the answer to. And the answer can be found in our jungle coconut. Now, can anybody see where the jungle coconut is today? Okay, yeah, brilliant. Here it is, our jungle coconut. Every day of the week, we've had a jungle coconut and we've managed to crack it open and find something exciting inside. So let me see if I can do it. I'm going to try and do it like this.
Yeah.
Ooh. 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 Yeah. Ooh. I've got it though, I've got it. It definitely cracked. Here it is, here it is. Ooh. Can you see it? Maybe it's a bit small. Maybe like Zacchaeus, you need to come a bit nearer to see what Jesus has to say. I'm going to read it out for you. It says, I've come to save people like you. Jesus said, I've come to save people like you. Like you and me. Do you remember? In verse 10 it says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Now just think for a minute, you hotshotters. How you felt before Hotshots started. Some were a bit nervous about coming, not sure if it was really your kind of thing, but you came and you had a lovely time. And now Hotshotters and your families, you're here with us today and we are so glad. But think about how you felt about coming into church today. Maybe church is not really your sort of thing. You find Jesus interesting, yes. You'd be happy to have a look at him from the distance like Zacchaeus, but not too close. Maybe you would say to yourself, Jesus isn't really for me. I'm just not his type. Or I'm not lost. Or maybe you think, actually, I do feel far from God and I don't see how I could come near to him. But Jesus is saying, I've come to save people like you. It's like in that song that we just sang. If you believe in him, you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. Yes, you. And you. And you. He wants to save you and bring you into God's everlasting family. And church people here today, think about this too. He's come for people who think, I'm not a Jesus sort of person. So are we willing as a church family to not grumble like the crowd, but welcome everyone in. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. Well, I hope you've enjoyed Hotshots this week and our service today. But I hope more than that, that you will be pleasantly surprised by Jesus. That he might be calling you, even today, to something way, way better than just a fun day. He says, I've come to save people like you. Will you say yes to Jesus? Upside down. Let's pray, shall we? Father, thank you very much for Hotshots and all we've learnt about Jesus this week. And thank you that he came to seek and save the lost. Help us today to say yes to him and yes to his mission of seeking and saving the lost. Amen.